the very end of Hilchot Nida in Siman Reish Aleph, Sif Ayin Hay, the Rama says that the minhag is that after a woman's gone to the mikveh, she doesn't get washed again. And this is based on a Gemara in Masechet Shabbat in the first Perek, Daf Yud Dalet Amud Aleph, where the Mishnah has said that Haba Roshov Rubo, that's a person whose head and most of his body has come B'mayim She'uvin in drawn water, is regarded as being Tameh. And this is because in the times of Chazal, people would go to the mikveh in very dirty water. They needed a natural body of water. It would often be stagnant and dirty. So when they came out, they wanted to wash themselves and clean up after having purified themselves. And they would wash themselves after going to the mikveh. And over the course of time, people came to believe that it was actually the washing afterwards that made them tahor, rather than the actual mikveh water. And there was a concern that people would stop using the mikveh and just wash themselves. So therefore, a gzeira was made that a person who washed themselves, that's in regular water, bathed in regular water, would be tameh. That's the basis of this ruling of the Rama, that just as for truma purposes, that's washing after going to the mikveh would mean that one's remains tameh. So also for Hilchot Nida purposes, that washing after going to the mikveh one would remain tameh. This is, however, a point of machloket amongst the Rishonim and the Poskim, whether or not we actually make that connection between the two. And many Rishonim are of the opinion that we don't make such a connection, and that this rule only applies in terms of Tumah and Tara for eating Truma, but not for a woman who goes to Mikveh after being a Nida, so that she can resume intimacy with her husband. Nevertheless, the Rama paskens that one should be strict, that the minhag is not to bathe after going to the Mikveh, even though the Vilna Gaon disagrees, but the practice of Ashkenaz is to be strict like the Rama. The question that comes up is when, after going to the mikveh, is one allowed to have a bath or a shower? So there are a number of suggestions made in answer to this question. That's the Shevet Halevi, Rav Vozna, in a tshuva in Siman, in Chelek Hei, Siman Kuf Kaf Hei, says that once she's come home and touched her husband, then she's allowed to bathe or shower if she wants, because she's already done something which is relying on the procedure of the mikveh. She wasn't previously able to touch her husband. Now that she's gone to mikveh and utilised that tara in the mikveh, that's then she's shown that that's what's making her permissible, and therefore she's allowed to bathe or shower after that. That's the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch makes a distinction between that's bathing and just having water poured over one. That's says the gezeira was against bathing after going to the mikveh, but not to have water poured over herself if she wants. And therefore, it would seem that also to have a shower that's after going to the mikveh, that would be permissible, because that's different to actually bathing. That's some of the Acharonim say, if possible, that she should wash herself in stages, so you know, her arms, her legs, her head. That's not all at once, but certainly we have that distinction made by the author of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. And Rav Waldenberg in Tzitz Eliezer, Chelek Yud Aleph, he says that in actual fact there's even grounds to say that as soon as she comes home, she could bathe or shower, because the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is that's Aval Lachzor V'Chotz Achar Kach, to go and wash after she's gone to the mikveh. That's Yesh Osrim there, those who say it's prohibited. That's achar kach means immediately afterwards. It doesn't mean a long time afterwards. It means in the same building. But once she's left that building and she's gone home, so then if necessary, she can take a shower or even have a bath. So those are the various options there with regard to that question. This is a question that came up particularly over the course of this pandemic, when understandably and rightly so, many women were concerned about using the mikveh. Right at the very beginning, I had some questions, and I recommended that women should take a shower as soon as they get home. That's in case there was any infection that they caught in the mikveh. Adkan.